Hey, welcome back to episode 9 of Random Lists. And I'm Jesse Cohen, your host. And today we're going to be talking about middle-aged medicine. Middle age, as in the Middle Ages, not middle-aged like I am right now. And the a lot of unusual things made out of gold. It's kind of weird. So let's go to the Middle Ages. And as you know, that's a very long time ago. And because of that, science wasn't exactly the science we know today. So this is from History Extra. And basically here are some things they used to do back in the day. Bloodletting. That's when they would remove blood, and they would do that through leeches. This would be done if there was an injury, somebody was sick, somebody was elderly. So bloodletting was the thing to do. Charms. These were magical remedies. There was no benefit, but this included plants or, you know, some therapeutic substances. And pretty much it wouldn't do anything. It was just magic. So magic doesn't really help us these days. Counterfeit cures. So they make these weird tonic oils and all that kind of stuff. And people would buy them, sell them to patients. And pretty much they would buy them, think they were real. And that was it. They did have pharmacies, but these pharmacies were filled with the same stuff we talked about, which was the counterfeit cures and the magic stuff, so and the potions, so nothing real were in pharmacies. And then the biggest thing was astrology. That was a top one. Doctors actually looked at the movements of the planets and the signs of the zodiac, and they would treat ailments at specific times based on the star positioning and the signs of the zodiac. Theriac, which is basically, again, plants were used and ground up with the flesh of vipers. And this was for an antidote for poison. So I guess if somebody got stung by a bee or a snake, and these were medieval snakes and bees, so I'm sure they were a lot worse than they are today, they would use these plants. So there you go. Uroscopy, which is the way it's the use of urine. So they collect it in a flask and basically they would use urine to treat certain diseases. They don't really say how they use the urine, but the fact is they would use urine. Okay. All right, so the next up is the most unusual things made out of gold. And this is from therichest.com. We have gold cheese, which I assume is made with like that gold leaf foil that's edible. It goes for a 100-gram slice of this gold Stilton costs $429.50. A gold slinky, which you can buy a 14-carat gold one on Amazon for as little as $131.43. A gold toilet, which I did see a commercial years ago with that and with Ed McMahon and MC Hammer, so I do know that exists. Gold horse statue, $500 to $6,000. A gold pacifier, this one's $85,000, 24-carat gold. Violin. Gold Dumbos, gold shoes. This one I've seen in Vegas, a gold chocolate bar. This one is edible, and it's about $100, and I think one of the hotels in Vegas definitely offers it. There's gold ice cream, a gold bikini, gold shirt. This one seems a little excessive, but gold contact lenses. I'm not sure how you'd wear it, but it's made with both diamonds and gold. And it's cost $15,000. So, not sure how gold in your eyes helps. A gold-plated car, gold coffin, gold lemonade, gold pencil, a gold computer, which is the motherboards do have gold in it, so that does make sense. My favorite is a gold 24 karat gold barbecue. Costs $155,000. So beat that at your next barbecue. Whip out that. I'm sure you'll be the talk of the town. And the last one, which I don't even think would be there's a use anymore, is gold staples. So there you go. Middle age medicine and weird stuff made out of gold. As always, if you have any additions to these lists, you can add them on my, if you go to my podcast platforms, you can reply there. And if you have any other interesting lists you want to send me, I'm all ears. And again, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you later. Bye.